All right. Still pretty noisy. They're tearing up the road. We're getting ready to tear up the road here. So there's big trucks and equipment. The noise floor is really high. I'm watching this in the on the screen, and the waveform is it's a bit loud. Okay, that should be the last of the trucks. At least the last of the big trucks. Good morning. It is Monday, August the 9th, 2021, 7:25 a.m. So apparently they're going to dig up this whole road and repave it, which is going to be messy and noisy. See if I can pick up the pace a little bit here without dying. Ah, it's been a while. A meditation on inertia this morning. The pattern of my days has been to get up, pour a cup of coffee, fix some breakfast, and then sit down and start to read. I've read so much. I've read a book a day. Well, not quite. Cars and workmen. Well, this looks like a challenge.
Morning.
Morning. This road is completely closed off, which isn't a big deal, given that there's no branches, there's no side streets or driveways or anything on it. Between here and the intersection down on the 49th. Anyway, there's a lot more people than I was expecting to see. Including sports t-shirt guy. Turn back. Yeah, people used to using this road for their morning commute are going to have to change that a bit. So, meditation on inertia. It's really easy to lose the morning. when you're comfortable, it's cool. There's a good book. There's fresh coffee. Get out of this guy's way. And so, in spite of my best intentions, in spite of it, knowing how much better it makes things for me to go out walking, by 8 o'clock it's too hot. I mean, high 70s. With the sun. So this morning, it's only 60-ish, 62. Picking up a few bugs here this morning. It's only 62. It's quite pleasant. Except for the smoke. That's been the other factor here. Good morning. There's a haze on the horizon. You could see it in the picture this morning. That's smoke. That's near ground smoke. That is coming in from the wildfires to the west. When the wind's just right, you can actually smell the wood smoke. I can smell it where I'm walking right now. But it was funny, this morning I was like, okay, I got up at about 5:30. I think it was 5:25. And got my toast, got my coffee, got my book. Started a new book late last night, so I was wasn't very far into it this morning, but quickly got dragged in. Come up on, get ready, say it with me, my post. And realized the phone reinstalled, for some reason reinstalled Kindle, but did not sync up to my library, and manual sync didn't work. So I had to uninstall and reinstall, and then realize that the clock function wasn't there. So I turned the clock on and realized, you know what? I need to go walk. I need to go walk. And I stood up and I started walking to where my clothes were. That's loud and obnoxious. And it was like almost like slow motion, like I had to fight my way through the air to get moving. The inertia was just so strong. It was like, whew, I don't know if I could do this. I have to walk down the hall and then downstairs into the bathroom and find my clothes, put them on, get my boots on. It seemed like, it's like, I can't do this. Of course you can do it, you idiot. The bowl is so heavy. But I've been working on inertia for the last couple of days. Saturday, we got the cover done for Salt. Sunday, I got the book laid out and the product description done. And today, EJ is supposed to be uploading it to Amazon. It's being published under Durandus, the Durandus imprint, so that when she wants the, this has grown up a lot in the last week. So when she wants to put the paperback out, I can give her one of my ISBNs. But I've given it to her to upload as much for tax benefit as anything. I really like the book. I like it a lot. So that relates to inertia because momentum is a function of inertia. I'm sure someone will correct my physics, but it's a lot harder to start, to come away from initial inertia of zero, complete lack of movement, to in progress. So I did a little cover work, and then I did a little more work with the layout. We went back and forth with it a couple of times, so it was over the course of the whole day we were getting the book ready to upload. Today I'm adding the walk. And I need to start putting some new words on the page. Or at least working on some old words. I have this whole file that never ends. And I've got a lot of ideas that have been sort of brewing away in the background as I've sort of let that file compost a little. Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of stuff in that file that needs to go away. I'm also pretty sure there's a lot of stuff that's missing. Now, one of the downsides of only working 2,000 words a day is that day to day it's easy to lose track. So I frequently find passages that are not identical, but so similar as to be, oh yeah, I knew I needed to write that scene. I didn't think I need to write it four times. Oh wow, it's gonna be hot. I walk alongside the park. The sun is shining on my right side. I'm walking north along the sidewalk. And the difference in temperature is startling. Between my left arm, which is in shadow, and my right arm, which is in sun. It's gonna be another mid-high 90s day. Guy on a skateboard coming up behind me, I think. I hear the wheels. Sweatshirt. Sweatshirt and a beanie. School's not in session, is it? I don't think so. Anyway, so inertia, I'm working against it, or working with it, depending on your point of view, trying to keep momentum going, trying to maintain the inertial vector that is not zero. But I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.